highest building in the world, the most expensive watch in history, a private jet with golden seats, a yacht with 100 cabins, a personal library holding thousands of volumes, a bank account with a balance of $1 million, 10 million, 100 million, and a grave with only one body and two angels questioning its resident. Worldly increase. When death approaches, the dying person fears for the loved ones he is leaving behind, lest they should suffer poverty. When death approached the one who loved the Muslim community best, he feared for us that we should have too much. He said, "By God, I do not fear poverty for you. What I fear for you is that worldly luxury should be available to you as it was for communities before you, and then you'll compete in acquiring it as they competed, and it will be your ruin as it was their ruin. Let us stop for a moment and look at everyone around us, including ourselves. Everyone wants more of what they love most. One person wants more money, while another wants more children, and a third would love to have more servants or subordinates. One woman wants to be invited to every dinner party, while another wants to have more jewelry, or a bigger and fuller wardrobe, or more electronic gadgets. Indeed, we are today aiming for greater numbers of people using Twitter or Facebook. Worse than all that are those who boast about the number of sins or offenses they commit."
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم.
This craving for more and more leads us to hurt the feelings of the poor by our arrogance. As the hungry see our extravagance, they feel as if we're trampling upon them. Yet this insatiable thirst for more knows no limit. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "If a human being owns a valley full of gold, he would love to have another. Nothing fills his craving except dust. But God accepts the repentance of one who repents." Indeed, the crave for more is like a cancer that never stops. The whole world will not satisfy the greed of one person. Such ugliness and such madness will never cease. Yet God warns us against being preoccupied with the luxuries of this present life. As he says,
"Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tulhikum amwalukum wa la awladukum an dhikrillah.
It is right that anyone who listens to this Quranic verse should shudder in fear of being one of the losers. Then listen to the next verse.
وَأَنفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَى أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ الصالحين.
We all need to turn to God, saying a sincere prayer to cure us of the greed for more. We need to take the antidote to it, which is to give to others of what we have and love. This is certainly a cure that has been well tried.